WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Beryl's been downgraded again to a tropical storm after making landfall in Texas this morning as a hurricane. CBS's Janet Shamlian's in Sugar Land near Houston.
We're out of power. Hospitals, hotels are out of power right now. We know this is going to be a days-long event as this storm continues to wreak havoc with the region.
Storm surge has already caused a lot of flooding there and prompted rescues. President Biden standing firm and told congressional Democrats he is not dropping his bid for re-election. Political strategist Greg Valliere.
He wants the big players, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jeffries, to not oust him, obviously. And I think he wanted to get the jump on them and let them know that he has no intention of stepping down.
Death Valley National Park says one person has died from extreme heat exposure as temps top triple digits out west.
It's like an oven. It's like walking like in the oven. Or you open the oven after 350. Yeah. It's in the face.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin school superintendent says the end of parts of Act 10 will have a profound impact on the state's schools and teachers. A Dane County judge struck down parts of the 13-year-old law last week. It's not clear how the ruling will be implemented, and it's almost certainly going to be appealed to the state Supreme Court. U.S. Senate Democrats will not huddle today about President Biden's re-election campaign after all. Senator Tammy Baldwin is choosing her words carefully.
I'll be seeing and interacting with my colleagues. I'm sure we'll have lots of discussion.
Biden's supporters came out with mixed reactions after his campaign stopped Friday in Madison.
Well, I wouldn't say it changed my perception of the president.
Thursday made me worry, and I think he's bounced back.
Some big Democratic donors want Biden to step aside. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The property hosting a classic drive-in movie theater in Chautauqua could soon be sold. According to a WQOW report, the Stardust Drive-In Movie Theater is the only such theater in the area, and owner Nick Meyer is hoping to sell the property to someone who will keep it as a drive-in theater for the community. According to Meyer, his plan was always to sell the property about 5 years after purchasing it, but he says he will only sell it to someone who has a similar vision and dedication to keeping the movie magic for residents. A new law officially kicked in last week requiring the state of Wisconsin to process sexual assault kits within 6 months and within 60 days when law enforcement agencies are seeking a suspect. The newly required 6-month turnaround could make a big difference in the state, as the average processing time for the kits was about 3 months longer prior to the law going into effect. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he is confident that the state's crime labs will be able to speed up the processing of the kits. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers get a W in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Dodgers 9-2 in Los Angeles. That snapped a Brewers 7-game losing streak at Dodgers Stadium. The crew with home runs from Christian Yelich, catcher Eric Haas, and center fielder Blake Perkins on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ah, Perkins, left field, deep, and out of here. Blake Perkins, that's a smooth operator. 5-2 Brewers on Perkins' homer.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on Blake Perkins' performance Sunday.
Of course, you got to mention Perkins. 3 hits, 3 RBIs, big homer to extend the lead. Great effort, a lot of guys, great effort.
So the Brewers return home for a game against the Pirates tomorrow night. The Chicago Cubs lost again 7-0 to the Angels at Wrigley Field. A frustrated relief pitcher, the Cubs' Colin Brewer, punched a dugout wall after giving up 3 runs in 1 inning. Brewer is now on the 60-day injury list. He broke his left hand. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
A mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. It could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow, with chances of patchy fog overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Join me Tuesday morning. My good friend Sandy Williams will be back and we'll dive even deeper into Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh here on location in beautiful New Glarus, Wisconsin, in Greene County at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery. What a beautiful day here on a Monday, July 7th. It is a great day to be in Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. Producer, engineer Aaron Zalmer is back at World Headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. And joining us all week today, he's still in D.C., the nation's capital, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigby Olson, for hour number two. Gentlemen, I only wish you were both here. This is the way to do a program.
I wish I was there, too. Well,
you're both
me, too.
You're both... but I'll bring you back.
Hey, Todd, lord it over Zalmer's and I a little more. But here's the thing, Todd.
I know, I'm just saying for the least. What would the... Yeah.
You don't know where you're going
What's
next.
The thing?
And I think the listener should decide
no,
where
we're
you're
gonna
going
get to that.
Next. I have three potential options. They're good.
All right, 1 second. We'll get to that in just 1 second. I want to read a couple of texts for you here in New Glarus. Let's see here. This is Chris listening in Appleton in the ISS. They call that a porch pounder. I guess the drink? Is that what the drink of the
I
dog?
So.
I'm not sure. The drink. Okay, very good. Here at New Glarus, WMDX in Madison. Kurt listening in Madison says, Bailey's Vineyard and Winery. I love that place in New Glarus. Dogs are welcome. Yes, go in September. It's a must. I would be there, but my Bernadoodle has a vet appointment today. Harumph. My girl Mackenzie and Kurt listening in Madison. So somebody posted a beautiful.
Yes, that's,
I'm not sure if that's Bailey.
Mackenzie?
That's Bailey.
No, that's Mackenzie. That's Kurt's dog.
Oh, it's Mackenzie. It's Mackenzie's dog. Beautiful, beautiful dog there. A beautiful Bernedoodle there. Okay, what else we got here? A message from Mr. Zomerins, which we don't need to read. And then from WMDX, Michael listening in Tulsa. My husband and my favorite restaurant in New Glarus is Toffler's or Toffler's, T-O-F-F-L-E-R. And favorite shop is the Rusty Raven. I think I've been into Toffler's or Toffler's, however it's pronounced. I don't believe I've been to the Rusty Raven, so I might have to check that out before I leave town here in New Glarus. So there you go. Some great local folks checking in on our trip here in New Glarus, Wisconsin. We are live at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery in New Glarus. The great general manager, Juliana, will join us at the bottom of the hour here and talk a little bit more about the new addition here at Bailey's Run, which is a distillery. Yes, a full-fledged distillery and a kind of a bigger venue for inside seating as well. They do a great fish fry on Friday night, so we'll talk about that. Trigvi Olson, you're going to be out here in Wisconsin and join us in Chippewa Falls on Wednesday for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Rumor has it our friend and colleague here at Civic, Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio, from 6 to 8 every morning, is going to join us on Wednesday as well. And then on Thursday, we're going to be in your home area of River Falls for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days. On Friday, I'm going to be in Milwaukee at the site of Republican National Convention and broadcasting a bit from there as we set up shop, and you and I will be there for the RNC in Milwaukee. But because of, here's what happened, for various and assorted reasons we won't go into, tomorrow's agenda is a little up in the air. And so we really, as we sit here today, less than 24 hours from the start of the show, I have no idea where I'm doing this show tomorrow. So you've come up, Trigvi Olson, with an idea.
Yeah, I have three, and I think listeners should text or call in, but I think we should do it within the context. I was going to suggest that you do it from Pat's pontoon boat, but we're already going to see Pat,
I would love that.
So I don't want you to get to do that without me. So we're going to save that for September.
See?
So, you option number one for people. Option right, number one is Todd does the show from the House on the Rock in Spring Green.
Oh, House on the Rock. All right. All right.
Number two option is the Norske Nook in Osseo.
Norske Nook in Osseo.
In Osseo is phenomenal. He will have to eat some lefse and pie if he does it. The third is from a duck boat or mini golf course in Wisconsin Dells. Now, people should be calling in. Todd does not have me. I am a go big or go home kind of guy, so I would probably do the duck boat. So I'm going to vote duck boat, but other people can vote Norske Nook or A, House on the Rock, B, Norske Nook, or C, a duck boat or mini golf course in Wisconsin Dells.
All right.
So
now,
I hope people will all Jeff in Maine. Like I have a friend who I've made on Twitter, who's a regular listener. I don't want to say their name because I don't have permission, but yes, one of those three. I hope everybody will weigh in and we'll see if Todd can pull it off.
this is a challenge because it's legit. We have no plans of where we're broadcasting the show from less than 24 hours before showtime. So here is
and
your
I just
chance.
Made those up on the spot.
You did. So, and really, Trigvi, over my life, a lot of people have told me where to go, but now is your chance to legit tell Todd where to go tomorrow.
Right.
Number one, House on the Rock in Spring Green. Number two, the beautiful Norske Nook in Osseo, Wisconsin. Or number three, from a duck boat or mini golf course in Wisconsin Dells. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text in on the Civic Media app. You can download it by downloading the app by going to your Apple or Android app store and downloading it. It's free. It takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Speaking of CBS, this is not unlike on CBS Mornings, where they'll give David Begno, their lead national correspondent, an envelope one morning on camera, and he opens it up, and he doesn't know where he's going, and he's going somewhere, and he has 24 hours to come up with a story for CBS Mornings. I don't even have 24 hours here. I have less than 24 hours to pull this off.
You'll be calling Tommy Bartlett and saying, please, let me on one of your duck boats.
Tommy Bartlett doesn't own the duck boats. He had the Ski Sky and Stage Show.
I forget the guy who owned the duck boats. I don't know if he still does.
Well, there's two. Yeah, there's the original duck, so there's the other one that's up there. So.
Yeah.
All right.
And honestly, Todd, when we do this in September, other than the stuff that we have to do, we should open it up to listeners.
All right. Well, we'll take listeners.
It will be like a Sadie Hawkins dance.
Sadie Hawkins dance. All right, this is legit. Tell Todd where to go tomorrow. Tell me where to do the show from. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Your choices are number one.
Tony. I'm with you. Doug Foots.
House of the Rock in Spring Green, number two, Norske Nook in Osseo, Wisconsin, or number three, the Duck Boat / Mini Golf Course in Wisconsin Dells. So far, Matt in Middleton, let me always go back up here. Susan in Madison on WMDX, she says a duck boat. Thanks a lot, Trivi. Matt Everybody's in Middleton Matt in Middleton says House in the Rock. Thank you. Let's see what else we got here.
Pirates Cove Mini Golf. That's a good
Pirates
one, Robert.
Pirates Cove Mini Golf Course. Thanks, Rob. All right, in the Delta. What else we got, Zombers, off YouTube and Facebook there?
Tony on Facebook says, duck boat. The original Wisconsin green and white duck boats, and only those.
Only the original ones. Now right. It's being qualified what duck boat I can do the show from. All right. What else we have here? Off of WMDX, off the text line. John in Madison, original ducks. He says he's doing it two votes. Susan in WMDX, original ducks. Michael in Tosa, in Wauwatosa, three votes for a duck boat. You can't vote three times on one text.
Or he just meant option number three.
Oh, option three. Got it. Okay. WAUK, Sherry in Horicon says, come to Horicon Marsh. We'll see. That's a good idea.
How about that? We can do that in September. Horicon Marsh is beautiful in September.
We'll put that on the list. Yeah, I like that a lot. Horicon Marsh. Let's see. Len in Madison, listening on WMDX, says, there have been times where I wanted to be an elevator operator so that when someone tells me where to go, I can tell them where to get off. I like that. That's really good, Len. Let's see here. Chris in WMDX says, see the swing crew at the Showboat Saloon. Classic Dells experience.
Oh, that's a good one, too, actually.
Right? That's a good one. Jude from East Troy says, no, the Mustard Museum in Middleton, Wisconsin. I've been there. Have you, Trigby?
Yeah.
It's actually pretty cool. They have all kinds
of
cool
mustard.
I just
went to the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota. That's a must-see, too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Here's Troy.
I learned more about
Troy
Spam.
From... the kind you eat, not the kind you get an email.
Right? Yeah. Oh, the Spam people tried to stop it from being named that, but it didn't
Did
work
they really?
Very well for them.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
The Hormel
people. Troy from Mount Horeb says, Todd and Trigby, wine and beer tour. Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
You go to Wallersheim. Ziegel and Fond du Lac, Munson and Withy, Angry Minnow and Hayward, and Lakefront in Milwaukee.
Oh, I love
those.
The
are some good
minnow.
Ideas.
The Angry Minnow is right? One of the best bars in the world.
Gary from Madison says, go to the Frank Floyd Wright Taliesin Visitor Center in Spring Green. That'd be a great place as well. All right, well,
we're going to have to count that as the House on the Rock boat.
All right.
We'll have another suggestion. Bob from Waukesha called in. The Guarner Stube in New Glarus, a bar featuring the world's largest urinal.
Yes. I've been there, and I've taken a leak in that urinal. I'm not making that up. It's huge. This urinal, I mean, it was like for the Jolly Green Giant or something. I mean, it's huge. It is the world's biggest urinal
September.
Right here in
September
in
should be audience choice. It should be. We'll right. let the yeah. audience decide.
Well,
tomorrow you're going to let these guys decide. So right now we have what Zombers. You're going to have to keep track of the boat.
Yeah, I'll tally it up.
We'll
keep them coming.
So tell Todd, yes. Where should I go tomorrow to do this? The Rock and Spring Green, 2, Norske Nook and Osseo, 3, Wisconsin Dells, Duck Boats or Mini Golfs, 855-752-4842, or give us a text on the Civic Media app. Tell Todd where to go tomorrow. Back with Trigby Olson and more live from New Glarus from the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Cause I haven't seen my baby since I don't know when. I'm walking down that long road with a smile upon my face. Broken hearted, but won't see a trace.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show, live on the road in beautiful New Glarus, Wisconsin, Greene County at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery, along with Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project, senior advisor thereof, joining us from D.C. He will be here in Wisconsin Wednesday with us up in Chippewa Falls at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, and also on Thursday at the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days in River Falls. On Friday, we'll be at, or at least I will be, and Trigby might be joining us remotely again. I'll be at Milwaukee as we start our early coverage of the Republican National Convention. But tomorrow, for various and historically sundry reasons, we had no location yet. And so Trigby got this bright idea, well, why not let the viewers and the listeners decide? So this is legit. I have no plans right now, less than 24 hours before we go on the air, where I'm doing the show. So here is your chance, you, the listening audience, to vote on the ballot created by Trigby Olson. If this isn't a rigged election, I don't know what is. Your choices are, number one, House on the Rock in Spring Green. Number two, the Norske Nook in Osseo, Wisconsin, home of the best pies in the world, and Lefse. And number three, the Dells, Wisconsin Dells, duck boats, and or mini golf. Number one, House of the Rock in Spring Green. Number two, Norske Nook in Osseo, Wisconsin. Number three, the Wisconsin Dells, duck boats, and mini golf. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let me know, Zomers, if we have a call. We'll put them on the air. We can talk to them. Yeah. Or you could text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download the app today at your Apple or Android store, and you can download it here.
See how much fun this is, Todd? Now, I'm not advocating one way or the other what the Democrats should do, because that's not what I do. But see how much fun it is to not know where you're going? Trust the people, Todd.
All right. I mean, this could be the DNC in Chicago. What we're doing right here. Where should the Democrats go? Just call
but honestly,
in.
I gave you the hardest one of the three would be Wisconsin Dells, so I gave you two options because I knew that would be the most difficult for you, and I kind of sensed that people would like to see you do it from a duck boat or because the duck boats and the mini golf and the Dells do make Wisconsin great, but so did the Norske Nook and the Frank Lloyd Wright House, like the house on the rock. Yeah. Now here's the thing, Todd.
And like, people, go ahead. Yeah.
No, you know, I thought about Circus World Museum in Baraboo, but.
That's another great one.
I know. Yep. There's so many of them. Well, that's why in September we're going to let the listeners pick.
All right. Well, we're starting here, though. That's a given.
We'll be doing it from an outhouse at Bob and Sally Thompson's just outside of Sparta, where they once needed a yard sign.
All right, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have Chris from beautiful Blue River, Wisconsin, in Grant County in southwest Wisconsin. Chris from Blue River, where do you think we should go?
Well, I just finished Neil Gaiman's American Gods a little while ago, and since so much of that book takes place at the House on the Rock, that's where my mind went.
So your vote is House on the Rock, Chris, for Toddy tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
House on the Rock's making a last-minute charge.
Yeah, there is a last-minute charge for House of the Rock. I wonder if they still have that automated like fortune teller thing that does the tarot cards. That was my favorite part. Hey, when's the last time, Chris, you went to House of the Rock?
It's been about 7 or 8 years since I've been there. So I need to get back again just to find out, you know, what else isn't working. But after reading the Gaiman book. After reading that book and finding out that he had actually been there 2 or 3 times, and he said, you know, I had to water this down because if I described it the way that it actually is, nobody would believe that it's a real place.
It's true. It is a cornucopia of eclectic stuff.
It is.
You know what it is? It's like a Wisconsin yard sale.
That's right. It is a Wisconsin yard sale. Chris, this is a brilliant call, and it's a brilliant idea. I thank you so much. And
can I ask Chris one question?
Of course.
Chris,
yeah.
What do you think the odds are that eventually when we do this in September where we have the audience pick, somebody's going to suggest we go from Hayward to Hurley to Hell?
Well, could happen. All right, Chris. We appreciate you. And a plug, unrelated, check out Simo on Saturday or Saturday with Simo. Tell me the name of the show.
Saturdays with Simo.
That's it. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO. You can download it or you can listen to it on the Civic Media app. It's a great program. Chris, we appreciate you calling in. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Todd. You guys as well. Have fun.
Thanks.
Thank you so very much. Now, see, right there, that's what we're looking for, Trivials. That's exactly what we're looking for right there.
All right.
We got the old hometown, WRCO, listening, or WRCE, pardon me, Troy in Richland Center on the phone. Troy, what say you?
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I am great, my friend. What are you doing in Richland Center? Are you at your cabin or are you in Richland Center?
I am. No, I'm actually a little bit west of Richland Center in Reedstown. Just listening in. Great show. And I think out of sheer respect for the start of the Republican National Convention, you should take whatever the results are of this actual poll or election and do whatever the hell you want anyway.
Let's have a state of Wisconsin
insurrection, and you go wherever you want. You know what? How about you?
No, we have good elections in Wisconsin. At least here on Civic Media.
Yes, we do.
Like in the state.
By the way, you know, tell Trigby what your dog's name is, Troy.
Well, he's probably not going to believe this, but very much like you, Trigby, he has a very specific and significant role that he plays. He's a therapy dog at the school where I work, and his name is Trigby.
No way.
Absolutely.
You know what? When we do this in September, would you please call in and suggest that we go to Richland Center and do an interview with Trigby the dog? I would love that. I'll campaign for it.
You know what? I actually teach in Burlington in southeast Wisconsin and listen on the receiving station down there. So that would be even better. And FYI, online, however it would be, my dog Trigby would love to meet you as well as I'd love to show you what he does in the school system.
That would be awesome. That would be a good show, Todd.
He's a 122-pound golden doodle.
Oh, very nice.
That's great. Troy and I went to UW Richland together and then to Platteville, and we did our TV show together back at UW Platteville. And now he's a great teacher, part of what makes Wisconsin great over in Burlington.
It would fit, seriously, in September, Todd. That's the kind of thing we got to do.
Let's go.
All right, Troy. Well, you're amazing, my friend. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you soon. Stay tuned. More from Bailey's Run here in New Glarus, Wisconsin. Going to talk a little whiskey on the other side. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Local clerks can use ballot drop boxes as they see fit after a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling Friday. The ruling was expected after the court's liberal justices signaled their thoughts during oral arguments in May. It could make a big difference in the November election. Wisconsin is one of just a few states expected to decide the presidential race. 33,000 American farm workers suffered heat-related illness and injuries between 2011 and 2022. Samantha Guerrero is a community organizer who says farm workers need help.
They are continuously left out of having protections and out of conversations of what are their needs and how can we better serve them.
The Biden administration is proposing mandatory rest breaks, shade, and clean drinking water for farm workers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. In just 1 year of use, Eau Claire County's Narcan and fentanyl test strip vending machine is making a difference in harm reduction. According to county officials, the vending machine in the Eau Claire County Jail lobby dispensed nearly 900 boxes of Narcan and over 500 fentanyl test strips in its first full year of operation. Health officials also say the slight decrease they saw in ambulance responses to opioid overdoses over that year shows that the vending machine is helping to keep area residents safe. The Polk County Sheriff's Office has released the identity of the man who was killed in a head-on collision last week. According to their update, 72-year-old Bradley Neiman of Baldwin was killed following the July 1st crash, which occurred just before noon on State Highway 63 north of 50th Avenue. Neiman was reportedly struck by another SUV that crossed the center line of the road and was airlifted to the hospital with critical injuries and later pronounced dead. The driver of the other SUV also suffered critical injuries. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. It could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow, with chances of patchy fog overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it. My son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker. I'll tell you that.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes
are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, there are people whose goal is to hike the entire Ice Age Trail. We're going to learn all about that. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location from Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery in New Glarus, Wisconsin, in beautiful Greene County, just south of Madison and Dane County here. Rolling hills behind us. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter on the live stream, you can see what a beautiful day it is here in southwest Wisconsin. If you're listening on one of our many stations across the state of Wisconsin via radio, we'll try to paint the picture in your mind as best we can. Clouds, little fluffy clouds here and there, a bit overcast, but some blue showing through. It's a sunny day here. We are sitting on what I'm calling the front step, front veranda. What do you call this, Juliana?
We just call it the patio.
The patio, fantastic. The patio, yeah. We're sitting on the patio here at Bailey's Run with part of the vineyard right behind us. You can also see the stage over my shoulder here where they have some great live music from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Join us as he will be all week, either on the live stream or in person. Trevi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. And here in person, rejoining us for this segment is Juliana Boskowitz. She is the general manager here at beautiful Bailey's Run in New Glarus, Wisconsin. Welcome back, Julia.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It was one of these days, and again, I think a lot of people, when you look at everything going on in the news and whatnot, it was kind of a crazy week last week, going to be a crazy week, lots going on, and I think everybody just needs a palate cleanse from politics and the divisiveness and what makes Wisconsin great, what brings people together. And honest to God, this is one of the better shows we've done in a long, long time. And a lot of it is thanks to all you great folks at Bailey's.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We're happy to have you guys. And yeah, well, no, I mean, this is the perfect place if you want to forget about all your worries, forget about everything that's going on in the world. This is the place you want to do it.
Yeah, fantastic. We really appreciate it. Now, tomorrow, we don't know where we're doing the show from. We're less than 24 hours out. We legit have no location. And my colleague here, Trevi, has come up with this idea to put it to a vote. So, again, to the listeners, your choices are number one, House on the Rock in beautiful Spring Green, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Number two, Norsky Nook, the great pie bakery and restaurant in Osseo, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And number three, the Wisconsin Dells at the Duck Boats and or a mini golf course. So give us a call, 855. What's the number? 855. I've really only had like four sips of wine.
I've only given him a little bit.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the line. If you call in, Mr. Zomers, let me know, and we'll put it up on the we'll give you a chance here. So far from Waukesha here, Lynn listening in Oconomowoc says, I vote for number three, the Ducks, but I would have chosen Circus World and Baraboo. So there you go. Keith in Middleton says Duck Boats. So that's another vote there. Let's see. A listener in Waukesha, Norsky Nook. Have you ever been to Norsky Nook?
I have not. Sadly, I have not. I'm going to have to stop by next time I go through.
Well, now there's three. There's the original in Osseo, another one in Rice Lake in Barron County, and now in DeForest in Dane County, there's also one.
Oh,
yeah.
Three options.
I'm going to have to go.
They're
to
known.
The
they are to pies what you guys are to Wisconsin wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. They're the best pies and lefse in the world. Do you know what lefse is?
I do, actually.
Yeah, they're lefse.
See,
I actually order it every year at Christmas and have it shipped out to me on dry ice.
Oh, very
really?
Nice.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I do.
It's dedication.
All right. Well, yeah. Keep the calls and keep the calls and texts coming. Where should Todd and Trigvi broadcast from tomorrow? Number one, the Wisconsin or number one, House of the Rock in Spring Green. Two, Norske Nook in Osseo. Three, the Dells Duck Boats and/or Mini Golf in Wisconsin Dells. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us your vote on the Civic Media app. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more here, and the name of the business, Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery here in New Glarus, but Juliana, talk to us about this new addition. When did it open up, and what are you doing over here?
Yeah, so we so here at Bailey's, we've been here for 6 years, and it's been great, but, you know, what can be great can always be better.
Right.
So why not? You know, we started with the winery. So we added on Whiskey Run Distilling Company. So now not only can you get delicious Spotted Cow beer here in New Glarus and fantastic Wisconsin-made wines here at Bailey's, you now can also get some amazing craft cocktails and delicious spirits in New Glarus. I mean, we've hit the trifecta here.
The question is, why would you leave?
Exactly. You should just come and stay.
Right? Exactly. I totally agree. So who came up with this? One of Todd's ideas again, or who came up with this?
Oh, yes. No, we're gonna throw Todd under the bus on this one as well. So he has been a big bourbon guy for a really long time. I mean, honestly, he's got so much bourbon at his house. If I take a bottle, he's never going to know what's missing. There's so much there. But he's always been a big bourbon guy, and for him, that was kind of the natural progression for us from the winery to add on to the, you know, add on a distillery. So what we've added on here is it's a gorgeous space. So we've essentially tripled in size. We added roughly about 14,000 square feet.
Wow.
To our location here. We transformed what used to be our wine production into our event space. So we do host events here as well. And then beyond that is then the distillery. So inside the distillery, we've got a beautiful, gorgeous concrete bar that we poured ourselves. We do craft cocktails. Don't get me wrong. We're a little too high volume to be able to doing the smoke and the lighting things on fire. I mean, don't get me wrong. We would love to do all of that. And, you know, we'll probably do that at some point. But delicious craft cocktails. We've got another kitchen inside of Whiskey, which is called Barley's Bourbon Kitchen. So totally different menu than what's here at Bailey's. Burgers, wings, cheese curds, that kind of thing, but a little bit more elevated. Mm-hmm. And then we have what you can see. You can actually see it through or beyond the bar. You can see our still.
Yeah.
So we have a 500-gallon copper Vendome still back there. So we've started producing and we're distilling 2 to 3 times a week, and we're getting our bourbon put up, and we're going to be moving through and getting more stuff out for everybody to try.
I just saw it really for the first time this year, spent some time in there. It's amazing. And you're also doing a fish fry on Friday nights.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We added the fish fry on. I mean, because what is more Wisconsin, aside from Wisconsin Old Fashioned,
right?
Is a fish fry. So we've got perch, we've got cod, we've got walleye, and it's grown in popularity. Mm. And we're smoking busy on Friday nights. We always recommend reservations, but we'll take walk-ins. Absolutely. Mm. We're not going to turn you away. And it's crazy. We're just cranking back there just like we are up here at Bailey's.
And obviously reservations the way to go if you're going to eat a meal here. But again, I can't think of a better place to quote unquote wait in line than to sit out here on the patio and enjoy a glass of wine while you're waiting to go in for your fish dinner with a little brandy old fashioned.
100%. And not only that, I mean, because as you've mentioned, you can see for the people that are, tuning in, you can see the music stage in the background. We've got live music Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you are having to wait for your reservation at Fish Fry, there's live music starting at 5.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of things for you to do while you're waiting.
You see, Trigvi, you see why I wanted to come here today? Because you got cheese curds, you got fish fries, you got wine, you got brandy, you got great people, you got a great venue, you got great music. I mean, it's pretty much Wisconsin in a nutshell.
100%. Totally.
So what do we got?
Regardless of where we're stopping, when we go in September, we're swinging by for some wine and cheese, Todd.
We're absolutely gonna make this one of the stops. We can guarantee you that right now. Tell us a little bit, Juliana, what you got here on the table now in terms of from the distillery side at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery here in New Glarus.
For sure. So we've got a few things that we've got cooking here. So unfortunately, bourbon and whiskey, they do take some time. So right now we are starting off with sourced product. Mm-hmm. So the product came to us from Indiana, but it is fantastic fantastic product. So both our bourbon and our rye whiskey are 6-year aged. They're aged in oak barrels. So we've got our straight rye whiskey here. It's at 90 proof, but it is, I'm not a big rye whiskey person personally. This guy's real smooth for rye. Yeah. Not going to lie. Yeah. It's fantastic. Then we also have our bourbon. Now, I love me some bourbon. It is delicious. This is also 90 proof, 6-year aged. And both of these go into our cocktails. So you're sure to get a fantastically made cocktail when you're here.
Yeah.
Then aside from those, we took what we got from our 95% rye whiskey, and then we finished a couple of them in different casks and or barrels, if you don't know what a cask is. Mm-hmm. So we've got port cask finished, we've got cognac cask finished, and then Ambarana cask finished.
Ambarana, what's that?
It is a type of wood from Brazil. It's a very unique thing. It's definitely not my jam, but I always tell people, give it a try, because I've had a lot of people that are like, hey, that's really good. It's kind of herbally.
Really?
It's very unique, and it's one of our better sellers, and I don't know if it's just people are so excited that it's something different, but people are really, really loving that. So we have those three of our finishing series, so that was something that, you know, we got the product, but then we chose what casks we wanted to finish it in.
Yeah.
And of course, we've got gin, and we've got vodka, so we have those kind of drinks as well. My favorite is, I had to bring it and show it just because people aren't going to believe me. So our gin is called Gin et c'est quoi. I was like,
Gin et c'est quoi? Let's hold up the camera there. Gin et c'est quoi?
And, you know, so I was like, people are going to get a kick out of this. I got to bring that out. You're going to get delicious cocktails when you're back there. Right now, we have original cocktails, we have classic cocktails. You know, we've got like the French 75, your Sazeracs, your Manhattans. Of course, the staple of the Wisconsin Old Fashioned.
Right.
And then we do offer those zero proof cocktails as well for those people that are non-drinkers. So that is never a question. We can always make stuff for people that are any.
Bring your kids.
Bring your kids. Right? Kitty cocktails. Right?
Wait a minute, though. I have a question. About your Old Fashioned. Do you make it with brandy or with your bourbon?
So right now we don't have brandy. It is coming. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Nobody panic. I know I'm hearing like in the background from all the people. I know we're in Wisconsin. We will have brandy. Right now we make it with our bourbon. That's our staple. But we will, if you want it with rye, we'll of course make it with rye as well. Mm-hmm. And we make it. We make our own sugar. We make our own syrups here. Everything is fresh. We juice all of our lemon, our lime. If we have grapefruit cocktails, all of that gets juiced day of. Whatever we don't use goes down the drain.
Wow.
So it is it's commitment, and it is fresh can be.
No, I haven't. The last two times I've been here, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go try a cocktail. And I'm like, but I want the wine.
I know. It's hard to choose. You know, you got to start at one spot and then you got to move to the other.
Yeah, it really is. Trigby, anything else? I got questions on the distillery side here for Juliana?
Well, no, it's just, you know, I was traveling somewhere out in Utah. And I was telling Todd this story. I ordered an Old Fashioned and they took a sip. I was at the Swank place. I took a sip of it and it had bourbon. And I'm like, where's the brandy? This isn't an Old Fashioned. And the guy started lecturing me about Old Fashions and what goes into them. And I was like, dude, I'm from a state where we like drink more Old Fashions than the next 12 states combined. I know what's in an Old Fashioned.
Amen. And,
yeah. And then I eventually said to him, I said, are you Mormon? And he said, I am. I said, you don't even drink. How would you know what goes in an Old Fashioned? He's like, where are you from? I said, Wisconsin. He's like, oh, he's like, you're one of those people. I used to bartend in Minneapolis, St. Paul. He's like, you want brandy in your Old Fashioned? I'm like, I do.
Don't get me wrong, the brandy is coming, but the bourbon does taste really good. I mean, it has to be a good bourbon, don't get me wrong.
Talk to us while we're coming up. We got about a minute and a half here, but the non-alcoholic drinks, that's really becoming something, because a lot of people are just choosing, hey, if I'm going to take a certain time during the year not to drink or whatever, and it's not just a kiddie cocktail. You have some legit cool non-alcoholic drinks here.
We do. So we tend to take some of our, you know, our alcoholic drinks, but then we modify them to be NAs, or we call them zero proofs. So we have, right now we have our Cool Cooler, which is a riff off of our Cool Collins. So it's got a rosemary syrup in there, and then soda water, and then it's ice, and then we top it off with a delicious rosemary sprig, so you're going to smell that rosemary right out of the gate. And then we have our Fashionably NA, so you've got our handmade hibiscus grenadine in there with some soda water, and then it gets topped off with a fresh lime peel, orange peel.
Yeah.
So again, you're getting all of those awesome olfactory senses going.
Well, what I love about it too is that even if you choose not to drink or you don't drink, you could get a quote-unquote cool-looking and tasting drink that's as neat as anybody drinking alcohol, and you don't look like or feel like you're being ostracized because you don't happen to drink alcohol. You fit right in with everybody else, and you're as welcome here as anybody else, and there's something for you here at Bailey's Run.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. All-inclusive here.
Yeah, right. It's a great place to come. Forget about your troubles. Forget about the chaos of the world and realize what makes Wisconsin great. We're going to come back, wrap things up here with Juliana from Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery and also Trigby Olson out in D.C. And you'll find out where Todd's going tomorrow. Come on back as the All Ball Show live on location on Civic Media.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement, and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back on location here from New Glarus, Wisconsin in Greene County at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Joining us all week, Trigby Olson, who joins us today from his home in Washington, D.C., senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and here on location, the general manager of Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery, Ms. Juliana Boskowitz. We appreciate you so much, Juliana. This has been, I can't tell you how lovely it's been. I've learned some things today about wine, about distilling, about the business. And again, as Trigby and I, we try to think, you know, we talk a lot of politics, and that's important in news and whatnot. But I think what we hear more often, and Trigby, jump in any time, what we hear is, you know, people say to us, we get overwhelmed. Like, we can't do this every day because we just feel like, what's the use? What's the point? And when we come out and talk to people like you, yeah, and realize your story and realize the story of the owners, Todd and Janet, these great entrepreneurs make Wisconsin great. When we go to these restaurants, we go to the distilleries, we go to the wineries, we go to this, little boutique stores or restaurants, there's people behind them.
Yes.
And if you don't want it all, and I'm not sitting here knocking all the chains. I mean, I've worked for chains in my life. But if you don't want a chain, mm-hmm, it takes real Wisconsinites putting in elbow grease and great managers like yourself to make it happen.
It's very true. I mean, yeah, I people told me it's not realistic to love your job. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times I've been told that. And I will wholeheartedly tell you, I love my job. I am excited to wake up in the morning. I'm excited to come here. I'm excited to be at work. And I'm excited to make people happy and smile. And if they come in having a bad day, they typically leave here happier.
Yeah, I can tell you love your job.
I do.
Just having met you today. I mean, you just have that energy, that vibe.
Yeah.
The employees. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to do the show here, because one of the things, I mean, other places we've gone, you know, people aren't paying for us to come. I'm just going because it's some place that, A, I believe in and patronize on my own, and I want to tell this story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have a story to tell here at Bailey's Run Vineyard Winery. I hope people in the area will come out. And if you're not in the area, make a trip out here to New Glarus because it is a little Switzerland. What are your hours of operation and how can people find you via the old World Wide Web?
Oh, absolutely. So at Bailey's Run, we are open 7 days a week, year round. We hardly take a day off. Live music Friday, Saturday, Sunday. At Whiskey Run, we are open Thursday through Monday. And then we're only taking off Tuesday and Wednesday. But you can find us online. We're at www.baileysrunvineyard.com or www.whiskeyrun.com. You can also find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. A lot of fun videos. I've done some very interesting videos, I'm not going to lie. So I apologize in advance.
It makes it fun.
It does. We have a blast here. But yeah, you can find us everywhere. And we hope to see you guys out.
Yeah, I encourage it. Again, it's truly one of my favorite places to meet friends and just chill and forget about the world's problems. Because, I mean, with a view like this and wine and folks like this and food, I mean, how can you go wrong?
You can't.
That's right. All right, Trigby, Mr. Zomers back at the old world headquarters back in Madison. Let's tally up the votes. Where is Todd going tomorrow? A, House on the Rock in Spring Green. B, Norske Nook in Osseo, Wisconsin. Or C, the Wisconsin Dells at the Duck Boats / Mini Golf Course. Mr. Zomers.
So we have a tie in second place / third place. Two of them have four votes. But the last one has twice as many at 8 votes. Oh. And the winner, shocking everybody. The Duck Boats.
I knew it.
All right. Thank you, Trigby.
Don't you dare say it's the mail-in ballots, Todd. They count same
the hanging
as every
chads. I want to appeal this to the Supreme Court. No. I will accept the election results as our listeners have voted, and I'm going to get on the horn. We will see. Tune in tomorrow if Todd can make this happen. Yeah.
You know, when Ula was meeting Dale Schultz, Dale was talking about you and said that you were one of the most resourceful people that he had ever encountered. We're going to find out if that's true. So Dale's got a lot on the line here.
I may be calling my former boss because he knows some people at the Dells.
He does know people at the Dells.
I mean, yeah. It's a great place to visit. It is part of what makes Wisconsin great. So regardless, we'll see you tomorrow, Trigby, from Wisconsin Dells. Are you traveling out here tomorrow?
No, I'm traveling out on Wednesday.
Wednesday morning. All right.
But I
good.
Know well, this. When we do our tour around the state in September, yeah, we should culminate it going to the fish fry in New Glarus. I kind of like
ooh, there.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, and the week here.
And we'll probably need to drink anyway. So,
and we'll get accommodations in town, so we don't have to drive very far.
Exactly. We're on the top of a hill. You guys can roll right into town. I got you covered.
That's
all right,
pretty true,
that's
actually.
Good. Yeah.
Well, I can't thank you enough. It's been a great day here. Juliana Boskowitz, General Manager at Bailey's Run Vineyard and Winery here in New Glarus. Thanks to you. Thanks to the owners here, Todd and Janet, for having us out here. You've been an amazing host.
Thank you so much. No, I'm. This has been fantastic. I've loved every minute of this, Todd. I really appreciate it.
And congrats to your mother-in-law for winning the Brewers tickets.
Yeah. No, I literally already just decided. I'm like, my kids are not going to their activities tomorrow. We're going to a Brewer game.
Yes. See, that's exactly what we're looking for. That's part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Exactly.
Trivi Olson, thank you for your time. Tell your lovely and talented daughter, Ula, a very happy birthday from all of us.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. Are you going anywhere tonight celebrating or just
going to
hang out?
We're going to a Georgian restaurant. Her request.
So. And we're not talking like Georgia, like in the South. We're talking
like
Georgia, the country.
Like Georgian, yeah.
Get, in D.C., there's a restaurant for almost every nation out there. One of the cool parts about D.C.
Yes, that is one thing. That if there is an upside to D.C., it is that you can get any kind of culinary food that you want.
Is there a Wisconsin restaurant
in
D.C.?
This boy has been taken out of Wisconsin, but you never take the boy out of Wisconsin. So
right, exactly.
Like, I tend to be kind of, a Wisconsin food guy. So
is there like Jeez, a Wisconsin
brats and beer
Wisconsin
are perfectly
bars.
Good by me. Or a fish fry.
Well, you tell Ula happy birthday for us again, and hopefully you guys have a wonderful day and celebrate it. Maggie Dawn of the Great Maggie Dawn Show is coming up next, award-winning from 2 until 4, and we'll be on the road. We're going to clean up. We're going to have finish off this beautiful Edelweiss right here. Juliana, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much,
cheers. Trigvi, thank you so very much. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks,
Mr. Zommer is back at the World Headquarters. Thank you very much to you. Cheers. And, of course, thanks most of all to all of our listeners across the state and around the world. Cheers to all of you. We'll see you somewhere from Wisconsin Dells tomorrow. Will it be on a duck boat? Tune in to find out. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow, everybody.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pat Kreitlow. Tuesday on Up North News Radio, we'll have our monthly sit-down with Congressman Mark Pocan. Plenty to talk about as the conventions draw near.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.